And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
In a move that will be seen as controversial to many Lutherans of both the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the liberal-leaning Evangelical Lutheran Church in America chose the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton as its head during its national meeting in Pittsburgh. Eaton won on the fifth ballot with 600 votes, defeating the incumbent, the Reverend Mark Hansen, who is finishing his second six-year term. Hansen received 287 votes. Eaton, a bishop from the northeastern Ohio district, is taking over leadership of the more than 4 million member denomination at a time of major transition. In 2009, the denomination cleared the way for openly gay and lesbian ordination, causing losses in a church that, like some Protestant groups, had already been losing members for years. The Chicago-based denomination has trimmed jobs and restructured while redirecting resources into evangelization, especially to Latinos and other groups. The liberalization of the ELCA has caused many to move to the LCMS, seeking more Bible-orientated teaching and theology. Eaton, at a news conference after she was elected, urged Lutherans to be welcoming to newcomers in their churches. She insisted the denomination could stay unified despite differences over what the Bible says about same-sex relationships. "We're not defined by that single issue," Eaton said. "We don't agree on everything in this church, but we do agree on the cross of Christ, and we do agree we're going to stick together to have that conversation." Eaton, a Cleveland native, is bishop of the Northeastern Ohio Synod. She's a graduate of Harvard Divinity School and the College of Worcester. Her husband is an Episcopal priest, and they have two daughters. Eaton said she wept during Monday morning worship, and the balloting had begun the day before, indicating she had a chance to win. "This is a huge chance for me, for my staff, for my family, for my church," she said. "My mother, everyone in her retirement center, now knows she is the mother of the presiding bishop-elect." Hansen, in brief remarks to reporters, congratulated Eaton and expressed confidence in her leadership. "This call process is a process for new leadership," Hansen said. "In our history, we have never looked back. We have always looked ahead." In Monrovia, Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf celebrated a decade of peace on Sunday by attending a prayer service held at the scene of one of the worst massacres recorded during the country's 14-year civil war. The service at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Monrovia marked the 10-year anniversary of a peace accord signed in Accra, Ghana. Accompanied by high-ranking officials, including Vice President Joseph Boakai, Sirleaf listened to the grisly retelling of the July 1990 massacre at the church carried out by fighters supporting then-President Samuel Doe. Because of their ethnicity, displaced Liberians who had gathered at the church were suspected of backing a rebel faction headed by Prince Johnson, and hundreds were killed by Doe's fighters. Less than 2 months later, Johnson would personally oversee Doe's torture and execution. "We became worse than wild animals. We became barbaric," said Bishop Jensen Siyankulo, who led the service on Sunday that moved some in the church to tears. "Today we celebrate and give thanks for what God has brought about, the peace we have," he said. Around 250,000 lives were lost during 14 years of on and off fighting that devastated Western African nations' infrastructure and institutions. Sirleaf, who won a share of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011 before being elected to a second term, has been praised for consolidating peace, attracting foreign investment and securing debt relief. But critics accuse her of not going far enough to root out corruption in her administration, and they question how much her government's development projects have improved the lives of ordinary Liberians, taking particular issue with large-scale agricultural and forestry concessions that have dispossessed some rural poor. Following Sunday's service, Sirleaf sent text message urging Liberians to strengthen our bonds and prosper together, she wrote. "I thank God for 10 years of peace and for your contribution to this great achievement." Scores of Swedish women from various faiths have posted pictures of themselves online wearing hijabs or traditional Muslim headscarves to show solidarity with a Muslim woman who was attacked in a Stockholm suburb for wearing one. Police spokesman Ulf Hoffman says an unknown assailant attacked the pregnant woman in the suburb of Farsta on Friday by banging her head against a car. Hoffman said the man shouted slurs, which led police to believe the attack was motivated by the woman's religion. Among the women posting photos in headscarves on the social network site Twitter Monday was Green Party leader Asa Romson and Social Democrat lawmaker Veronica Palm. The initiative's organisers say they want to raise awareness of the harassment women face wearing headscarves in Sweden. A Pakistan court on Saturday acquitted a Muslim cleric who accused a Christian girl of blasphemy before he himself was arrested on similar charges, a lawyer said. The girl, Rimsha Massey, was arrested in August 2012 for allegedly burning pages containing Quranic verses, but the case against her, which drew widespread international condemnation, was quashed. Hafiz Muhammad Khalid Chishti, cleric who made the allegations, was accused of desecrating the Quran and tampering with the evidence against Rimsha. But his lawyer, Walid Ali Ghalini, told AFP the court has dismissed all charges against him and has acquitted him in this case. Ghalini said the prosecution had failed to prove the charges while all the witnesses had withdrawn their accusations. Rimsha, who lived in a poor rundown neighbourhood on the edge of Islamabad, spent 3 weeks on remand in one of Pakistan's toughest jails and could have faced life in prison had she been convicted. She and her family were forced into hiding, living under government protection in fear of their lives. Rimsha is now in Canada. Blasphemy is an extremely sensitive issue in Pakistan, where 97% of the population is Muslim, and insulting the Prophet Muhammad can be punished by death under the country's penal code. Even unproven allegations can provoke a violent public response. Local media previously said Rimsha was as young as 11, but an official medical report classified her as uneducated and 14 years old, but with a mental age younger than that. Pakistani Christian leaders last year paid tribute to Muslim clerics, members of the media and civil society for highlighting the injustice done to Rimsha. In 2011, politicians Salman Taseer and Shahbaz Bhatti were assassinated for demanding that the blasphemy law be reformed. Asia Bibi, a Christian mother of five, remains in prison after being sentenced to death in November 2010 after other women claimed she made derogatory remarks about the Prophet Muhammad. The Diocese of York is to open files on deceased members of its clergy dating back more than six decades as part of an investigation into alleged cases of child abuse, it was reported. The Archbishop of York, Dr. Jen Sentamu, has ordered that all relevant files from before 1950 to the present day be scrutinised and examined by an independent reviewer, the BBC said. The Archbishop said, "The damage done by the sexual abuse of children is immense, and the passage of time does not in itself bring healing. Where young people are shown to be betrayed by individuals in a position of trust and by the institution's failure to protect them, it is for the Church to acknowledge the hurt that which has been done, to offer a full apology, and to prove, so far as is possible, that policies and practices are improved such that the same systemic failure could never be repeated." In July, the General Synod formally apologised for sex abuse by clerics within the Church of England and gave its backing for a programme of changes designed to tighten up its child protection procedures and prevent further scandals. A Chinese zoo, ridiculed for disguising a dog as a lion, has shut down temporarily for rectification, media reported Friday. The zoo's supposed African lion was exposed as a fraud when the dog used as a substitute, a Tibetan Mastiff, started barking, the state-run Beijing Youth Daily had reported earlier. The zoo in central China's Henan province has altered several misnamed animal signs, the Beijing Times reported, adding that zoo officials have issued a public apology and closed for rectification. Three other species housed incorrectly in the zoo reportedly included two Koipu rodents in a snake's cage, a white fox in a leopard's den, and another dog in a wolf pen. A photograph of a dog sitting in a cage in front of a sign reading African Lion drew ridicule on Chinese social media services, with one user saying they should at least use a husky to pretend to be a wolf. The Tibetan Mastiff is a large and hairy dog breed. Authorities in the park in the city of Lae, where the zoo is located, said that the facility had been contracted out to a private zookeeper since 1998.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.